Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Cursing like sailors, laughing like brigands, hoisting the mainsail up on the rigging. Well, I guess that's why they search for doubloons. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Oh, that seems to be a parody of I Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues by Sir Elton John. Is he a sir? I sincerely hope he is. And to any sirs or madams out there listening, welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. And for another week, my name is Scott Aukerman. I'm the host of Comedy Bang Bang. And incredible show here for you today. Coming up a little later, we have a marketing rep and we have a new mother. So if you're interested in marketing or representatives, well, there's someone to pique your interest. And if you're interested in mothers, old or new, we have a new one coming up. So that'll be very exciting. We are so deep in Allison Janny Danny here. I believe third episode of the year of 2021. Very difficult year to say. 2020 was so easy. And now we have to go 2021. One? Like we're adding a one. I don't like it. We'll talk to our first guest about this. Our first guest, he is returning to the program. He has been on the show before. And of course, we're old friends. And you know him from his own show, The Vogel Nest Files, certainly. But I'm trying to think of some shows he's written on. He wrote on. Help me out. What'd you write on? You did, of course, Corporate.
Corporate. Wet Hot American Summer. I wrote on Marvel's Runaways.
That's right, Runaways. You were in Wet Hot American Summer, weren't you?
I was in the movie Wet Hot American Summer. Scott, I got some Emmy nominations.
What the hell?
Working on these. Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon Corden Tisch specials and stuff.
I like Corden. James Corden? Is that what you're talking about?
No, yes, James Corden. I wrote a one-act
Did you write Carpool
play.
Karaoke?
Yes, I created Carpool Karaoke. No, it's Jake Fulton. It's me, your old pal Jake
Fulton. Jake Fulton is here. Hello, Jake.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
May I also say newlywed Jake Fogelnest.
Yes, newlywed
He has
Jake
been
Fogelnest.
Newlywed.
I said to my wife, I am so sorry. I am going to have to go over to the computer and do a comedy podcast. And she said, I understand.
So you're still in that newlywed kind of feeling where you're still communicating with each other about what you're doing that day. That was a wonderful period. I remember that very well.
Yes, we are communicating. In fact, I think it's one of the reasons why we decided to get married is the communication was so good. And
well, it sounds great. I mean, you had this conversation, from what I've been told, where you said, hey, honey, I have to go over to the computer and do a comedy podcast. And she said, I understand.
Yes. Yeah.
So that sounds amazing right there.
She fully understands. Does she condone it? I don't know. But she understands.
Do you want to give her a shout out? Maybe she's one of our loyal listeners.
Yeah, I love my wife. Maybe she, Deb.
Have you ever told her that you loved her before?
Yes, I'll tell her
right now. Not on a podcast?
Deb, I'm on Comedy Bang Bang right now, and I love you.
Ah, that's amazing.
She just gave one of those...
Like hang loose?
Los Angeles hang loose symbols.
That is a keeper right there. I want all of our guests to express their love for their significant others on this show. Maybe that'll be a thing we do in 2021. What do you think about 2021?
I was thinking this the other day because I started up a Patreon and I was having the exact same thought. What, you know, it's 2020, so easy to say. 2021, you don't want to say 2021 because
even worse.
What are you doing? Introducing a Stanley Kubrick film that doesn't exist? It's too formal. It's too much.
I think people would be genuinely confused about that aspect of it.
They really would be. Yeah. So it's like, so it's 2021 and
2020. It's so easy to smush it together where you go 2021.
Yeah, I think if you were in the Ramones, it would be easy because, you know, I want to be sedated. It's just 24 hours ago. So they could go 2021. That'd be very easy for them.
2020. Yeah. Plus, they also have the 1, 2, 3, 4 at the beginning.
Yes.
Which was very confusing for the 24 hours ago because they're saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 24. No, you skipped over 5 through 23. Idiots.
There's a Ramones live album that I had on CD in the 90s. I don't think it's carried over into the digital generation, but it was the funniest thing because every track started with 1, 2, 3, 4, track 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then it goes, hey, we did a song for a movie called Pet Sematary. And this is the song from that movie. It's called Pet Sematary, 1, 2, 3, 4. But that's the only track.
That's the only mid-song banter. Not mid-song, I guess, or pre-song banter.
Only pre-song
that's
banter.
That's some good banter, though. I gotta say, it's very informative. Hey, there's a movie called Pet Sematary. What is it? Sematary?
Pet Sematary, which is a...
Weird spelling, so I'm forgiven for mispronouncing it.
It's not Pet Sematary. That's a movie that's actually was rebooted.
That's another thing that's hard to say. Pet Sematary. Pet Sematary 2021. Ah!
Which...
We gotta stop inventing multi-syllable words.
I agree.
Shut it down.
As Jake Fogelnest and you being Scott Aukerman, who often has many different nicknames, we have long names. We should just shorten them both.
That's right. One syllable. Which syllable would you pick?
You know what? A lot of Uber drivers, they call me Jakey.
Jakey. Okay, so they're adding a syllable.
They're adding
to something
a
that is formerly one syllable.
Formerly, they're overcomplicating it, but it's less complicated than Jake Fogelnest. I think, I don't know, how do you feel about somebody calling you Scotty? I feel like that would be a little bit
Scotty's okay, or Scotty Ox, I think, is okay. Shortening
is
the
fun.
Last thing,
yeah.
But like three syllables is as much as you want for your full name. Scotty Ox, Jakey F.
Yeah.
Or Jakey Nest. What about Jakey Nest?
Jakey Nest.
And then your podcast could be The Bird's Nest, where you're inviting people into the bird's nest to bring some yarn and string.
If
and
I
we'll
was
build
ever
out this nest.
A famous pop star.
That's not going to happen.
I know. If it was to ever happen, and then you and Adam Scott could
I said that before you said pop star.
let me play out the dream.
Okay,
that
sure.
There,
okay.
I become a famous pop star. Maybe it's I'm so huge and I have such a catalog of work that you and Adam Scott do a podcast where you're analyzing my albums. But what would my wife was saying, what would my Lady Gaga has her little monsters.
Sure.
What would my fans be called and would they be part of the bird's nest? Would they be part of the Fogel nest? Would they be the Fogel
fans?
What
about the old fogies?
That's the best yet. They'd be old fogies. Even
the
if
the old
fogies.
Hey, welcome to all you old fogies out there.
Yeah. Hey, you
all
old
you
fogies.
Betty Whites. All you backdoor Betty Whites. Well, that's fun to ruminate upon, but you already have your fans because, as was aforementioned, you have your own podcast. Not the Fogelnest Files, is it? But you have a Patreon.
Well, what I did was, Scott, what happened is, I don't know if you heard about this thing, but COVID-19, that hit.
The novel coronavirus.
And I, very lucky, I was like, basically it was like, hey, you got to write a script. And by the way, I always thank you. When I first moved to Los Angeles, I wouldn't have been able to move to Los Angeles if it wasn't for you. And I sat down with you and you said, what do you really want to do? I said, I think I want to write for TV and I want to make shows with my friends. I've been very, very lucky to be able to do that. So at the beginning of this pandemic, they said, okay, time for you to go write that script. So I was working on that. And then when you're working on a script, you're going nuts. That's
literal insanity.
It's painful. So
it's like you're thinking up things for people to say, people that don't exist.
Yes.
It's like you're crazy.
And you're staring at a blank page and it's very, very difficult. And also, since I was 15 years old, I had always had some kind of show. When I was a teenager, I did a public access show out of my bedroom. It became a cult phenomenon, and it got picked up by MTV. It was called Squirt TV.
That's right. It was sort of a companion to Liquid Television. It was like, okay, take this liquid, and now you can squirt it with Squirt TV.
And then there's a teenager talking to everyone from Adam Sandler to Liz Phair. Now, the wild thing was I was seeing the people like the various Jimmys that host the shows.
Sure. The Johns, the James, the Jimmys.
All of them, and also the YouTubers that are making millions of dollars. And I said, now, hold on a second here.
I want millions of dollars.
And also, more importantly, I did this first.
Yes.
I did this in 1994.
It for hundreds of dollars.
I did it for hundreds. Yes, for MTV. I did it for hundreds of dollars. However, Scott, with all due respect to Taylor Swift, when I was a teenager, I was smart enough to know own your masters.
So, Taylor, not smart, is what you're saying. That's the headline here.
Yes, that's
Taylor
the
Swift,
headline.
A dummy, please, says Jake please Fogeldest.
Send me lots of tweets about it that I will absolutely ignore.
The Swifties, are going to Swift boat you.
No, it's terrible, and I think it's awful what she's going through. The music industry is terrible, and it's a monster situation. But I said, why don't I give people access to these old shows that haven't been seen in 25 years, and also do new stuff? And so I created a show called I Did This First. Well, each week you get a little bit of old Squirt TV, and then depending on, Patreon has different tiers and stuff. If you want full episodes, you can get that, and then if you want bonus podcasters, that I'm just having fun.
You're just having fun out there.
I'm in the house. I got equipment. I want to
use it. You're in the zone. You're asking your wife for permission every time you want to turn on the computer.
The Patreon was my wife's idea.
Whoa.
She was like, why aren't I
talking
Patreon
to her? Well,
yeah,
you know?
You can.
No, that's all right. Yeah. We're already locked in with you, but But
I'll let you reach out to her and you can book her.
But that's incredible because, this Squirt TV stuff, I mean, this was back in the 90s. Is that right?
Yeah.
And it hasn't been seen since then. All this MTV stuff, it hasn't been seen since then. All these, interesting celebrities from back then. I mean, this is really a treasure trove.
The Beastie Boys,
sure.
Like me hanging out with the Beastie Boys backstage. There's a charm to it. So there's a 90s nostalgia aspect to it. And then also me, modern day, being Jake Fogelnest. And look, there's some people who like me, and then there's some people, they don't care for me. I get it.
I would imagine those people are not signing up for your Patreon. But
probably not. And they don't have to. They don't have to.
Although, maybe in Biden's America, maybe they will have to. Oh, anyway, don't get me started on this guy. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe. That guy.
In 2021, we're turning into a political alt-right podcast, I think.
Oh, my God. Scott, if you did that, the numbers would go through the roof.
Oh, I do. Yeah. It's very, very
windfall.
Tempting.
Yeah, all you got to do is just go, just be like,
just
I'm all right
now. Turn it up a notch. Yeah.
And then it's a $50 million
deal. Start selling muscle milk, all that kind of stuff. It would be incredible.
Yeah. get sponsored by something called G Fuel.
G stands for gonads. Jake, where can people access all of this content? What is the magical portal that people can step through in order to be envisioning this wonderful world of entertainment that is curated by you?
Well, Scott, first of all, thank you for such an incredible plug. That's insane. Patreon.com/Jake Fogelnest.
If you're one of the old fogies out there, or you want to be in the Fogelnest and adding strings and yarn and saliva to building up that nest and eating your baby birds if they're unable to fly, head over there to patreon.com/Jake Fogelnest and you can access all of this entertainment. Do you do podcasts as well?
Yeah.
Do you do audio entertainment?
There's like two to three podcasts a week.
That's too much.
Dude, I can't help it. I'm doing radio shows. There's lots of different radio DJs. I have a live radio stream that just plays music.
I used to hear you on Sirius when we were driving around in the car all the time. You what station were you on?
I was on two stations, actually. I was on Sirius XMU, which was the college station. Then I was on Alt Nation, which played alternative rock. So this is me in complete control of a playlist. I do radio
shows.
And
the college station was just you were a professor and you were giving lectures. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So I do shows as myself. And then I have collected sort of a history of great disc jockeys from the past. There's a really good DJ a lot of people don't know, Dennis Pornography, and he was on both WFOG-FM and KFOG-FM, K-Fogue, great radio station.
We all remember it.
And then there was a guy, Skip the American Davis, who just played doo-wop music. And he sort of was a sociopath, but he thought that by just playing doo-wop music, because it was such happy, uplifting music, that allowed you to get away with any kind of crime.
Puts him at
like
an
arson.
Even keel.
Yeah. So I have a lot of air checks. If you're a radio fan, these are incredible air checks. Some of these haven't been heard in years. And no, they are not me doing characters or anything.
And I'm glad you brought this up, because I hate these podcasts out there that they tell you that like you have a guy come on to the podcast and it's like, hi, I'm Joe Dingleberry, right and it's like it's some comedian joking around and having fun. It's like, come on, man, this podcasting is about transparency, it's about honesty. And it always has been ever since I started being a podcaster, these 12 years ago.
You've been doing this a long, long time. And I think you're one of the most respected in the field.
As a podcaster, certainly respected.
No. And no. Comedian? No.
No.
Podcaster? Yes. Although I love the Ferns movie and I was delighted.
Well, thank you very much. But I think
what we're trying to say is
cut it out, comedians.
The goofy comedians that come on as characters.
You freaking goofballs.
And that's what
Stop
I appreciate
it.
About your show is that you have on these real interesting
people.
All
we used to be the
life.
Show where we talked to interesting people. That was our tagline.
Yeah.
And then last year we moved
Which
into...
Which was weak.
I thought it was great.
No, it was not. It's not very good.
The show where we talked to interesting people. No, it wasn't the podcast where we talked. It was the show
the
where we
talked.
That tells you everything what the show was about. I thought it was great. But then we segued into America's podcast.
Yes.
And then I heard that maybe some other podcasts had that already. So we segued then into Humanities Podcast. That's where we're at right now. So all you comedians out there, all you freaking goof arounds, cut the shit and start doing what we're doing, which is talking to real people. And speaking of which, we do have to get to our first guest. Jake Fogelnest is here. His Patreon, patreon.com/Jake Fogelnest. You can get all of the Squirt TV and all of the Liquid. I'm saying this wrong. But you can get a lot of stuff over there.
You can get a lot of stuff. There's like, I started in August. There's 117 things you can get.
Check all that stuff out over at patreon.com/Jake Fogelnest. But we do have to get to our next guest. We've talked to him before. He's a marketing rep. How are you interested in marketing?
Very. Absolutely right.
Yeah,
now,
you're out here marketing your own podcast right now. Maybe he could give you some tips and tricks of the trade. We've talked to him before. I believe he was the marketing rep for what was it? It was Movie Pass, wasn't it? I almost said Hall Pass, which is a movie. Which I guess MoviePass would have covered, so I guess I wasn't wrong.
Possibly.
I've never been wrong. I've just been maybe, misled by other people. But please welcome back to the show, Seth Berkowitz.
Hey, no relation, Scott. Hi, how's it going? Yeah.
That's right. No relation to...
No relation to David Berkowitz, the son of Sam. Seth Berkowitz, no relation. And I actually...
But wait, you are related to him, aren't you?
Well, there's been some a lack of clarity about that. You know, we've discussed before that I'm related, but just by blood and parents. So it's become a bit of an issue here. So
but emotionally, you're not related to him.
Not emotionally related, you know. And I've decided to make a name change because I'm in marketing. So for marketing purposes, I decided to rebrand. So I have taken
almost seems like... Like marketer, market thyself. You know what I mean?
And that's what I'm doing. You know, it'd be by being on here, this is, you know, as my own publicist, I am marketing the what is the old way of saying thy, but for my?
I'm marketing mine own?
I'm marketing mine own selfwits. And so I've taken my mother's last name. I am now Seth Redomer, no relation. And so
her name is Redomer?
Her last name's Redomer.
Yes.
And your first name is Seth.
I'm Seth, and I'm the son. My mother's name is Redomer, her last name.
First of all, I feel for you and your situation. I cannot imagine what it is like to be related to the David Berkowitz, the son of Sam.
No relation.
You said you were blood relatives. But you work in marketing, and you have chosen the name Seth Redomer.
Oh, yes. You know, when you change your name, I am a man of family.
You want to honor them in some way.
I don't want to reject my family, whether they be, you know, the son of Sam, no relation, or anyone else in my family. So I'm taking my mother's name instead of just inventing a new last name for myself.
Well,
like
sure, I will say Redomer is a beautiful
it's
last
beautiful.
Name, and I get wanting to take your mother's name.
Are you hoping that maybe people take a pause in between the Seth and the Redomer?
I have Harold Pinter write my name out, so there's little beats
little
in there.
Ellipsis.
Yeah, there's ellipses, so that you know it's lyrical the way I have my name written out.
Okay,
on the website.
So maybe your middle name could be like parentheses. 4 second pause, end parentheses.
That's a fantastic idea.
Give people stage directions when they read your name.
Yeah.
The whole point is, as a man in marketing, it's about the conversation should not be about my name. That's why I changed it away from Jeffrey Dahmer.
And that's why we've been having a conversation about it.
You just said Jeffrey Dahmer, which I didn't even want to say the name. So because I thought you weren't
you're
aware
thinking of it.
I misspoke. I think you all incepted me somehow here because it's no relation to
incepted.
Jeffrey Dahmer. You incepted me.
I understand you work in marketing, and I have many questions about that. And I do not want to tell you how to do your job because it's a very hard job, important job. As a marketing mind, it would have occurred to me, even though I understand the honoring of your mother's maiden name, I would have thought, boy, this sure rhymes with another notorious serial killer.
Yeah, if you feared that you had some sort of disease like cancer or something, and you were interviewing doctors, would you hire and go to a doctor who was chopping off his own leg, you know, as he talked to you? No, I don't think you would.
I suppose not. And it took that example to clarify it in my mind. And now I do understand what you're saying. We had to
escalate it up to that level.
It's hard for me, you know, this is the name I was born with and the one I was given. And I do find myself a little annoyed that I'm here to market and the conversation has become about my name.
Yeah,
and
that's all we've been talking about. So
I mean, we could turn the conversation to your brother, David Berkowitz, the son of Sam, who
fascinated
about. About that. Yeah.
No relation. The last time
did we establish you have a dog as well?
Well, yes, I also have a dog, and you know, the dog is from the same. It's from the same litter as my no relation brother's dog, we had too many
it's
in the
an
litter.
Old ass
so
dog.
It's a very old dog. It's one of those. You see me walking down the street, and you're like, oh, no wonder that dog doesn't need a leash. It's not going anywhere. It's barely keeping up.
I'm glad to hear that the dog is very relaxed because I don't think your brother's dog.
I gave him the crazy one. That one was driving me nuts, and so I was like, "Could you take this dog off my hands?"
Oh, wait, you had that dog originally?
Yeah, I had that dog, and it was like,
"Wait a second, you gave it to your brother's neighbor."
No relation. Yes, that's right.
I think you're using the term no relation wrong.
I think you know more about this story than maybe me and Seth do. Jake, that is one thing about Jake. Endlessly
about
fascinated with this kind of material.
No, that's fine. Is there a copy of Squeaky Fromm? And we have been mispronouncing it, all of us, for
what
years.
What is it, Fromm?
Is there? Did we realize?
Have we been mispronouncing the word from as well?
Yes. No.
It's from.
But we are Jewish and my wife is Fromm. It's Squeaky Fromm. It's not Squeaky Fromm.
Okay. Thank you so much for that.
But
all right.
So maybe
Seth, you could market that fun little fact.
Absolutely. I could represent the member of the state. Yeah, I could represent either the member of the Manson clan or the word Fromm, if it needs representation to kind of be out there again. You know, I could get Fromm its own website. I could get dictionary.com.
Maybe they could. You could start with the movie To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Fromm Julie Newmar.
So it would be adding the word Fromm into the title?
Wait, is it not in there already?
It's To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything.
What?
Julie Newmar.
Put the Fromm in if you're going to put a comma in. Jesus Christ, that's already a long title. What are you saving money on the F's, the R's, the O's, and the M's?
I am with you, Scott, and that's why I boycotted that movie, and a lot of people did.
Thank you, because
nobody understood why the letter was suddenly being curt at the very end.
That's true. Although, maybe they did kind of factor in the Squeaky Fromm of it all and go, we don't want to bring that up. We don't want to bring, presidential assassins into this.
Well, yeah, and it's why the Squeakquel fell flat on its face.
Sure, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's the Squeakquel. And just for the record, attempted assassin.
Attempted assassin. So, Seth, I got to ask, what are you here to talk about? We've been talking about your name for what seems like eons at this point. What are you here to talk about?
It's truly, I'm going to leave this podcast once again kicking myself that I am here to make it not about me, but about the business I am marketing. And yet again, it has become about whether or not I am related to people in history. And it's very difficult, and it's hard
One
for me to sell
person,
myself.
Because we're all related to people in history.
Yeah, you're definitively related to David Berkowitz, the son of Sam.
By blood. No relation, though.
Sure. Okay. So we can accept this and move on. We can agree to disagree.
What are you marketing?
A very good question.
Jake's suddenly very like, oh, where do you have to be?
Now,
Jake,
what's going on?
No, I'm sorry. I just, man, speak.
Jake.
I can kind of see Deb right on the side of the camera, and this has turned into tapping her wrist.
Yeah, the hang loose. She's suddenly taking that pinky down, extended.
Guys, she left the room.
Oh, the reviews are in.
It's tough to only hear one side of a conversation.
I have headphones on.
I am here. I market. I rebrand. I brought MoviePass back, as you remember.
Sure. I believe you came back and said MoviePass is back and better than ever.
Within
30 days, it had gone bankrupt.
Right. To no fault of mine.
No relation.
And now I'm here. I am here for the app Parler. Parler is, and we're rebranding Parler because Parler's off of all of the app markets. So we're rebranding Parler. It's not just for crazy people anymore these days. Okay. So that is the new vibe of Parler. It's for everyone.
From Julie Newmar.
May I use that, Scott?
Yeah,
may I
please,
use the from Julie Newmar? Parler. It's not just for crazy people anymore these days. From Julie Newmar. And I want to, what we're trying to do with Parler is it is not just a place for angry white supremacists to say their irreverent opinions. It is a place for anyone to say an opinion that they're afraid is going to get them torn to pieces on the Twitter sphere.
Torn to pieces or canceled. Now, normally when someone writes down an opinion that people don't like on Twitter, it's not Twitter who is upset about it necessarily as much as everyone else reading the opinion. They judge the opinion and say, well, that opinion is no good.
You're saying it's the audience, not just the @.jack who is angry about it.
Is it @.jack? @.jack?
I think it's just @.jack.
Oh, I've been tweeting at the wrong person.
He got in early on that Twitter thing.
Lucky to get that handle. Yeah.
Jack was a total early adopter when it comes to Twitter.
Yeah, very early.
But I take your point there. But there are, you know, people on Twitter who will get it. For example, here's how I thought of this. I, for one, loved Wonder Woman 1984.
Sure.
But I did not feel comfortable saying that on Twitter because everyone hated it so much. And so where could I say
when I watched it, I got to say I was confused because I didn't see Wonder Woman 2 through 1983. So
that's
I was
why,
like,
that's
I just
why
missed
I haven't
everything.
Watched it yet. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. And I'll tell you, this is I'm interested in Parler because, you know, on Twitter, you know, I'm afraid to say if I like something or not, because if I say I like something, I might get 1,000 people telling me, no, you're wrong. And
it's so vulnerable.
And it hurts. Yeah, it's so vulnerable.
We're all so vulnerable on Twitter. That is the one thread that unites us on Twitter is we're really putting our honest feelings out there and we're so vulnerable. And when people say they don't like them, it hurts us.
For example, Scott, what's an opinion you have that you normally wouldn't share on Twitter that's, you know, about maybe pop culture or, you know, something that happened throughout the day? You know, I hate to put you on the spot here.
Sure. Well,
or on the Scott.
Hey, that's a good segment on this show for 2021.
Well, yeah, on the Scott, like, and you can kind of turn to camera.
I'm gonna put you on the Scott. Well, you know, I think Kelly Marie Tran, by the way, a delight on the Comedy Bang Bang television show, was great in those Star Wars movies, and I want to see more from her.
I mean, I mean, goodness gracious, you went to see a Star Wars movie and you enjoyed it and had a good time. And you and
I had
you
a little joy in my life and I wanted to tell people that. But I thought that people would say, no, it's bad. And you are bad for liking it.
This is an audio podcast. So everybody there hearing a tiny bit of cracks. That is the little limb that Scott and Jake have gone out right now, cracking under the weight of their opinions.
Yeah, it's hard to do. Hard to do on Twitter.
No, you could throw
so
that
what is
on
your
Twitter.
Suggestion?
Well, head on to Parler and say that and see what happens. Because Parler, it is not
that your,
just...
Is that the new tagline? Head on to Parler and see what happens?
Yeah, nobody owns that tagline, right? Head over to Parler.
See what happens.
It ain't bad, baby. You won't, it ain't bad.
That was your previous tagline, right? Yeah. It ain't bad, baby?
Hey, it ain't bad, baby.
Well, I how much is Parler paying you to do this?
Well, here's the issue. It has been hard for me to get work. Some would say because my name is so distracting that I'm never able to actually market their business. So some would say it's the extended taglines I come up for businesses.
Sure.
But yeah, very long.
I am doing this one on specification, is I think what on spec means. And so
I don't believe that is what spec stands for.
No.
Speculative, I believe,
is correct,
it stands for.
Okay. Well, I was very late trying to make it as specific as possible. So I think that misunderstanding would have saved me a few nights of sleep and a marriage. But here I am now for...
Wait, are you married?
Yes, I am.
To whom are you married, my dear boy?
Well, yeah, my wife is just on camera.
She's just on camera.
So my wife, you know, she won't speak on the mic. She will only do work on camera, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
You know, she likes to keep her life a little private, I would say. Mm. But you know, we're talking about just the few. I'm a feminist, you know, and this name issue has been an issue, so I might even take her last name. And
what is her last name?
She's Gina Wayne Gacy, and so I'm thinking that maybe I would, you know, and she's a delight. And by the way,
is her middle name Wayne or her last name is Wayne Gacy?
Last name is Wayne Gacy. Yes.
Seth, I'm just going to ask, because maybe you're unaware. It's totally possible you're unaware.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very famous serial killer from
Chicago.
And
why are we making these serial killers famous? You know,
If we stopped saying their names, my life would be a lot easier. right now.
But are you aware of... There's John Wayne Gacy. He's I would say,
The old cowboy, you know.
He was a clown, not a cowboy, a clown.
I think he was a cowboy.
From True Grit.
Oh, no, John. No, that's John Wayne.
Yes, John Wayne.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say, like, oh, John Wayne's gay, see, which I had never heard before.
Okay. All right,
no,
Seth.
No.
All right, stop. Seth. Look, we have to take a break. We're not speculative on that as well.
I thought Jake did kind of a Jimmy Durante character where he tried to out old actors. And that
no,
was what
I don't think
happened.
He's into that.
I misunderstood. I don't know. I don't understand people very well.
I get it. I, being the host of this for 12 years, I empathize with that. But we do have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a new mother. This is exciting. Are either of you have children?
I wish.
I want to. Excited to.
Okay. I'm sorry if I brought up something that you haven't talked with your new bride about.
Oh, no. We've talked
about
it.
I'm putting you on the record about it?
Not at all. No, we talked about it a bunch. And
Seth, you wish?
I wish I had kids, yes.
What is keeping you from that?
You know, a weak love life probably right now.
Wait, you're married. What do you mean, weak love life?
I'm having trouble closing the deal.
Well, you said she's only
what deal?
On
you're married. What yeah,
I mean,
meaning sex?
What's yes? You know the old.
You haven't gotten to fourth base.
I wish I knew what that was. No,
where
I
are you at? Are you at the third? You at the shortstop?
We had a nice handshake on our wedding night, and for you know,
so nothing at the wedding. Then on the wedding night, you went to bed.
Well, we had a very religious wedding, so the rabbi said you may now wave to the bride, and we did, and then from there, yeah, the
all
handshake.
Right. Well, I don't want to get too into your sex life, but I hope that happens for you, and I hope 2021 is filled with sexual activity for you. And coming up after the break, we will be talking to someone who has had sexual activity at least once. She is a new mother. We will be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month, why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to barkbox.com/bangbang. That's barkbox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at barkbox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh, no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. Jake Fogelnest, of course, new Patreon star. And how many Patreons should people subscribe to every month?
You know, I think I subscribe to a couple of them.
So two.
Yeah, two. I think.
So you and Doughboys, what are we talking?
Doughboys have enough money.
Let's start transitioning some of that Doughboys money into some of these other Patreons.
And also, Nick Wagner has said to me, like, whenever I before the pandemic, like, oh, you got to come on the show. You got to come on the show. I've never been on the show. That's fine.
I've been talking to a lot of guests who have had that experience. There's a guest named Sean Diston who was never invited on the show. Finally, because we called it out on this program, he was on Doughboys before the end of 2020, and that's what I hope for you, Jake.
Here's the thing. If they want, that's fine. If they don't want, that's fine too. I think those guys are super talented and super funny.
They can't. The Doughboys.
Scott, then I have to listen to it. I've never heard an episode.
That's a problem.
You know
but
what I mean?
I will say that the Doughboys are out there, and I've heard this about them. They're out there saying, "Hey, come on the show to everybody.
Anyone they come into contact with,
they're like glad handing out there, going, "Hey, baby, come on the show sometime."
I get it though, because I think Nick may be a little bit afraid of confrontation or a people
I think
pleaser.
They're liars. I think they're scam artists. And
I
think
scumbags.
2021 is the year that Doughboys are finally exposed for.
They're going
what they,
down. Pull your money from
are.
Their Patreon and put it towards mine.
Also, shout out to our other guest, Seth Berkowitz, who's here. No relation. I'm not sure that that is something that's good for your.
You should not howl.
Your
do
character.
Not howl.
I don't like that late addition into your canon.
That's where I thought a shout out was. That's my mistake.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we do have to get to our next guest. And this is good because I think a lot of our listeners are, they have all walks of life. And yes, this is the show where we talk to interesting people. And of course, it's humanity's podcast. And part of humanity is starting a family. And a lot of times we don't address those kind of issues on this show, you know, advice for the people who are looking to start a family who recently have. So please welcome to the show, Shell.
Hello.
Hi, Shell.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. This is Jake Fogelnest.
Hello.
You may know
hey,
from Squirt mm-hmm. TV.
Hi, it's so nice. It's so nice to meet you. I'm actually very excited to talk to a new mother because I'm a newlywed and
you know what that means.
I hope I know what that means. With a show like Squirt TV, one can only guess.
We have Seth Berkowitz.
No relation, and that's Seth Riedommer now.
Yeah.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing? No relation to serial killer murderers.
Oh, exactly. Thank you for understanding so quickly. And now we can move right on from my name and never speak.
And that's what you're trying to do.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Because if you just said Seth Berkowitz, people, it would be a question in the back of their minds.
The first
constantly.
Time I came on your show, you were almost blindsided by the possible relation. You had thought.
Well, I believe I was blissfully unaware.
Maybe not. Yeah, I was
gonna, until you said no relation, it may have been brought up in my mind.
Well, I think I'll go with Seth Wayne Gacy, and maybe that way I'll be able to have a child with my wife.
Wayne Gacy. Say it like it's the Italian name that it actually is.
Yes, Seth Wayne Gacy.
Wayne Gacy. Shell, it's so great to see you, and you're a new mother. And
I am.
How old is your baby? If you don't mind, is that a rude question? That's not a rude question, is it?
No, I don't. Nowadays, I feel like old is what, like the old standards, old, like, you know.
Old is the new, isn't it?
It is. So it's like, ask me how old my baby is. Please ask me.
That's right. Okay. And how old is your baby?
She is 10 months. 10 months and 3 days.
Wow. Congratulations. Oh, 10 months and 3 days. So you're still counting the days.
I am. I figured it gave me something else to do.
So that's incredible. And this is your first?
Yes.
All right. Well, those are my prepared questions. That's all I have for you.
I don't know at what age it becomes polite to say, oh, she doesn't look that old. But I'll say she doesn't look that old to me. She does not look 10 months. I was surprised.
Oh,
she looks
much younger.
Yes.
Can I ask, having a baby during the pandemic, I imagine it must have been very stressful.
Yeah. Now that I'm doing the math here and I'm going backwards, we're, of course, in the middle of Janny Danny, very deep, deep into Janny Janny, so deep, put your ass to sleep. And I'm going backwards 10 months. I'm going, December, November, October. I'm going all the way back 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy
and
year.
I'm realizing 3 days and 10 months, you had your baby right when we all went into lockdown, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I did. And you know what? I feel like, see, this is the thing. Like at first, because, you know, I kind of feel like little baby Jesus, like somebody somewhere was like, I'm gonna make sure you sit your little ass down and be with this child, because I think they knew I was gonna be in these streets if, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't made to sit down. And so, you know,
so you think the baby would have come out, and then within what, a week's time, you would have been back out in these streets?
At least 6 weeks' time, I would have tried my hardest to be back.
Somewhere between 1 week and 6 weeks, you would have been back out in these streets.
Yes, back out in these streets, drinking bulletproof coffees, walking around and in the sun, working out, you know, just in these streets.
Sure,
and,
sure. The very
know,
definition of
down.
In these streets, drinking bulletproof coffee,
it is.
Walking around in the sun,
mm-hmm.
and working out.
Smash Mouth.
Yes, that's in literally in the streets.
So it's almost been a blessing in disguise. You say little baby Jesus. Do you think mm-hmm. Jesus is currently a baby? Or when we get to heaven, are we transported back to when we were babies? Or are we the age where we died? Or are we the ideal age of when you felt the best on earth?
I would love to think it's the ideal age when you felt the best on earth, because
I mean, yeah. When you think about it, little baby Jesus probably wants to be a baby, because that was before he got the terrible, terrible news that he couldn't sin. You know, I mean,
that is
like
true.
Like what kind of conversation is that for little baby Jesus? Like, you know, hey, I'm a baby. I'm going to enjoy everything on earth. And then it's like, psst, 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 hey, it's your dad talking. By the way, you can't do any of the fun stuff when you're down here.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah.
I don't know the Bible very well. I didn't know Jesus wasn't allowed to sin at all. I thought Jesus was more like, hey, we all sin and it's okay. You just need to, you know.
You thought he was out there like finger banging, like thoughts or something?
I thought Jesus was out there finger banging. You took the words out of my mouth, Scott. That was my interpretation.
No. He was the guy who didn't do it.
I thought it was a thing that was created by Andrew Lloyd Webber for a rock opera.
A fictional character. No, it actually, the rock opera was based on a book called The Bible.
Yeah.
And he was a guy who chose not to sin, showing everyone that sinning was a choice and not something that we do naturally. And he's the one dude out there who never sinned. There's probably been a few who did like one, but he's the one
like
he had zero.
A dude who's not rude and doesn't have a crude attitude.
Yeah.
He
was not lewd at all. He had none of those ood rhyming traits about him. Yeah.
Kept anyway. It clean.
No wonder they crucified him. If someone's going around getting me, shaming me for finger banging, I'm throwing him up on the cross immediately.
And that's the kind of thing you would say on Parler, is that right?
Well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's one of the reasons I'm there. And you know, you get you see what happens.
Go ahead.
Which one of us is hosting again?
You don't have to constantly just pause waiting for me to talk. You can feel free to talk. It's no problem. But I do want to ask, Shell, how is new motherhood treating you? Are you enjoying the whole, I don't know how else to say it, but the whole deal?
You know what? Yes. And at times I feel like I have several questions that no one tells you you have. Like, first of all, like, I'm like, who, all these children books, like, I'm like, who y'all wrote these for? Because some of these children's books is not for children's. Like, I'm like, Dr. Seuss, his books are over 50 pages long. I don't know who's sitting here reading this to their babies. And then they're annoying. Like, first of all, I was reading my child Green Eggs and Ham. And if you really think about it, I'm like, Sam, I Am is just fucking annoying. Like, this man said he didn't want no eggs here. He didn't want no eggs there. He didn't want no eggs nowhere. And here he come, this little boy bugging this little man. So I'm like, first of all, who is the books? What is the lesson?
Right. Who invited this guy? You know
what
I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I said, this man is at
like
his
a, here you have a family going about their business, enjoying
going
their breakfast.
Their yeah.
And here's right. this dude, Sam I Am, who's just being a buzzkill on the whole experience.
A picky
and my thing
eater.
Is like, this man don't want no green eggs and ham. I'm sitting here reading this book to my child. And I'm like, this man said no so many times. It's 52 pages of no, no, no. And then yeah. finally he like, okay, the eggs is cold by then. I don't want no cold green eggs.
And by the way, let's teach our children how to accept it when people say no.
Thank you. So that, I mean, it's been great, but I'm also like, I feel like I'm just a very critical thinker. And I'm like, who is this for?
Yeah.
What is lesson this, am I supposed to give
myself?
Is
this your main complaint about motherhood? Is this one book
Green
you read?
Eggs and Ham? It is. It's at the top of my list.
Shell, I would love to market. You write a 2-page book and I'll market it for you. Sam I Am says, I don't want Green Eggs and Ham. And everyone says, I respect that. Enjoy whatever you have for breakfast.
Thank you. Like, respect my wishes.
Shell, I hate to pry, but I would love to be a dad. Is there a father in the picture? Could I be?
There is. Yes.
Okay, so you don't need a co-parent to kind of
you're married.
You just want to. Yes, you are.
I didn't say husband. I said co-parent.
So wait, you'll be a husband to your wife and a co-parent to the child. What does that make you then to Shell over here?
I mean, we could discuss it, but I don't want to. I can't just propose. We just met. But for now, it's co-parent.
Oh.
We'll see. I mean, you know, frankly,
it would be Godfather, like, you know, yeah.
Godfather seems like a hands-off situation unless something happens to the parents. You're suggesting
that's Godfather Part 3.
Oh, that's right. You're suggesting that you want to be in there getting your hands dirty and rolling up your sleeves?
Yeah, I would love to roll up my sleeves and, you know, change a diaper, read a story, do tummy time, whatever it takes.
Look at you. Talk about some tummy time. Okay.
Are you interested in that kind of situation?
We don't need another co-parent, but I mean, why not? Like, it could be like a cousin, like big cousin, uncle.
Oh, big cousin, uncle. I love
cousin
this.
Cousin, cousunk.
I'm just going to Google really quick to see if there's any serial killers named Cousunk, I'll happily take that name on, Shell, and do what the Cousunk does.
Big cousin uncle does sound like sort of endearing, but it also could sound like a Sopranos character that we haven't met yet.
Yeah, that's true. You got to make sure you just go on the Sopranos wiki.
Okay.
Yeah. And just do cross-reference that.
And see what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it looks like big cousin uncle doesn't he gets furious if you accuse him of going down on women, so that's something that he and I
okay.
have
okay yeah. that's not an aspect of yeah. your personality or
no,
your
I
canon.
Don't mind if someone accuses me of that.
Okay. What about the actual act of it? How do you feel about that?
We're talking accusations. We're talking marketing. Yeah, I haven't done it. I haven't had the opportunity with my wife. But Shell, that's not what I'm offering. It is cuz uncle, you know. It is, if you need, and by the way, you said no COVID in the house. I've gotten COVID 4 times now, so I should be fine as far as that goes.
You should be extra resilient.
Yes.
How have you gotten it 4 times?
Well, you know, it happens, you know, you go out, I'm good friends with Kyrie Irving. So he and I were out the other night, a lot of basketball players, James Harden and I,
going out to the strip clubs together. Yeah,
Tom Cruise
going
and
to
I,
bowling alleys and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I love bowling alleys. So you can't get a nacho like you can get one at a bowling alley. Am I right? Sure. Am I right, folks? Right.
Well, I don't answer yet, Shell, because we need to take a break. But when we come back, I want to hear your surprising climactic answer to the offer of Seth Radomer, nay Berkowitz, nay Wingacy. So we're going to tease that for coming after the break. When we come back, we will have he's begging now, and I expect him to beg and plead during the entire commercial break. When we come back, we will have the surprising answer from our new mother, Shell. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, maybe you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter. What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jake Fogelnest, or Jakey Fogues, is here with us, wearing his B-52s from the first album, self-titled album, T-shirt, a shirt in the shape of a T, which most of our bodies are in the shape of a T if we extend our arms, so that works out. We also have Seth Berkowitz, who is, Seth Radomer. Seth, pause for 4 seconds, Radomer.
Thank you. If I extend my arms, I'm an X, oddly.
That's, of course, if you're extending your legs as well.
Which I always
Sort of like, you know, speaking of Jesus up on the cross, that's Wolverine up on his X-shaped cross.
What a great metaphor from Stanley and friends.
Yes, all of his friends who made those X-Men comics in the mid-90s. We also have Shell, who's a new mother, who's telling us all about what it's like to be a new mother in the pandemic. And so far is very focused on children's books and to whom are they marketed to. And also could be a new author if you want to take Seth Berkowitz up on his offer to write a 2-page book. About how long would that take you, do you think, to write a 2-page book?
I think, you know what? If I really put my mind to it, between naps, between when I have time to eat, shower, wash my face, brush my own teeth, you know, do some things for myself, probably about a week.
About a week to do a 2-pager? Okay. I think we can. How does that timetable sound to you, Seth?
I mean, you know, I am so far trying to be as ingratiated to Shell as possible. So whatever you need, as long as I can be a cuz uncle for you.
I'm
a little worried about that.
This is a conflict of interest now.
Because I you had mentioned, and, you know, obviously it's a brand new baby, and want to keep the baby healthy, want to keep mom healthy. You had mentioned that you had caught COVID 4 times.
Your lifestyle doesn't seem like it is appropriate, perhaps, to be a cuz uncle to a baby.
To what is, not even a year old.
I guess I could negotiate with Shell. I mean, if you want me to give up some stuff, I don't give up the party life. It won't happen. But
so that's just a blanket.
That's a blanket.
That covers a lot of subsets.
Well, I got a lot of followers. Well, did you all see me in Blueface's Instagram stories? I got a lot of followers from that.
I guess I missed that.
Okay.
Well, I'm not really checking those out.
Check them out if you'd like to be utterly shocked.
Okay. what do you think? What are your concerns, Shell? Or do you have any?
I mean,
we said we were going to get your answer after the break. Where are your thoughts on this?
Oh, I mean, you know, if I'm going to be perfectly honest, I mean, I love that he is so zealous and like really wants to be a cousunk and
I'm
like,
desperate.
You know, but he, I mean, he's in these streets and
yeah, like you were going to be
willing to, like I was, like I was ready, you know? Like I said, bulletproof coffee on deck,
son.
Son,
going to the
on
gym.
Deck, on deck, Shape House, on deck, let me sweat. However, you know, you in these streets partying with these people, y'all.
Is that Trapo,
you know,
Shape House, by the way? Is that what we're talking about? Sorry. That gets a hump for me as well.
It's a hyper-liberal, booty sculpting place, right?
No, you just go there and you sweat. Sweat the pounds off.
So what are your concerns then, Shell? You're concerned he's going to be out in the streets and he's not fit to be a kazunk?
Well, I mean, he could be fit via FaceTime and via Zoom, but I mean, to bring, like, that's just a lot of germs. Like, you know what I'm saying?
How many germs are acceptable to come into your house?
I mean, the regular amount of germs from grass, which is about, 10, 15 germs. Germs from, you know what I'm saying? Like the air, maybe germs from regular things. But like when you talk about partying germs,
if it's like the
germs,
earth, the ground, the air, the earth,
yes,
wind, fire.
Earth, wind, and fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
September germs. But when you talk about, you know, stripper germs is extra.
Yeah, that's a little extra, Seth. I have to agree with Shell over here. You're too extra.
And your party lifestyle, like,
how did you get into that?
Yeah, I've heard that. That's question number one.
You don't seem like a guy who, look, let's be honest, Seth. You've been on this show. This is your third appearance, I believe.
Thank you.
It's not a compliment. It's purely informational.
It's a fact. Yeah, I think you just stated a fact.
But I'm getting to the part that's not a compliment. You seem like a drip. Can I be honest with you? You seem like a real just like...
In the sense that I've got that drip, my style?
No, not that necessarily is. No. And Shell, maybe you agree with this, but you seem like a loser, okay, someone that people wouldn't enjoy being around.
I want to say the word dweeb, which doesn't get thrown out very often, but dweeb is the word that fits.
Oh, wow. I mean, what I'm going to say is, as a new mother, I feel like I've turned a leaf where maybe, you know, 2020, early 2020, 2019, Shell would have been like, loser. Dweeb,
okay,
dripless, no shine, you know what I'm saying?
No,
I don't want to really be around you. I don't want to rub the elbows with you. I don't want to share the same space. Now, as a new mother, you know, I feel like, I'm not going to say he dripless, but it's just like, all right, you just need some shining up on your edges. Like, you just need some drip love.
You need to, like, if you're getting going in to get your car, what is that where they do the...
Detailed.
You need to be detailed.
Yes, that's it. He just needs some detail. And clean out the crumbs, out the cup holders, clean out the Cheerios, the Cheetos.
That little gunk that's on top of the steering wheel from you grasping it all the time with your dirty ass hand.
Oh, you can see that on my neck.
Dude, the neck is the steering wheel of the body. I've always said that.
it's not so much that you're a drip that I'm worried about. It's that I'm worried about the droplets that you might bring.
Yeah,
are you
taking
any? Are you taking any precautions? You know, as you're out there in this party lifestyle, which who knows how you got there?
Yeah. For instance, are you wearing when you go out? Are you wearing a condom? I mean, a mask.
Wear both.
Yeah.
Wear both. Wash them hands.
It's like you guys read my minds. Yes, I wear a condom, and yes, it covers my nose and my mouth. I'm not getting yelled at for that stuff. You know, I'm making sure to be safe with the condom placement. And so I'm protected there, and I'm suffocating four people.
No, that's just like Howie Mandel sort of paved the way. You know,
yes.
Yeah. He was a huge proponent of blowing up those rubber gloves back.
Yes, and putting them over his head, and then
and doing the baby voice, and he's funny. Why isn't he on the show?
I tell you, I have him on. That's a great question. I have so many questions about the filming of Little Monsters. I'm curious if the casting director was the same as the casting director of What Would You Do If You Sang It?
What are you talking about?
What's the TV show? What would you do? Wonder Years.
Wonder Years.
Which I call What Would You Do If You Sang Out of Tune?
Wow.
Which is not a bad title for a reality show, like America's Got Talent.
Yeah, what would you do if you sang? You are a marketing guy. I got the whole show right here.
You know,
what would
maybe
you
the
do
floor
if you
opens up underneath them. And
yeah, or what happens is you come out and there's auto-tune on you, right? There's auto-tune on you. And then slowly they turn it down and your real voice is revealed.
Right, and then you got to stay on tune. And if not, like a giant Howie Mandel style rubber glove comes out and smacks you off the stage.
Smacks you out. It's real Gong Show style. Yeah.
I will say, as a new mother, I will watch it.
Yeah. Okay. And also, the floor is lava.
Well, that's one demographic that we got. Yeah, the floor is lava as well.
The floor is lava the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, that goes just without saying.
Anyone here curious about my marketing abilities, look how I've changed the conversation away from how I'm a loser that doesn't understand COVID protocols, who is related to serial killers, and onto an exciting new TV show. Nobody's even thinking about how I'm related to multiple serial killers
now. Wait, multiple?
Multiple?
No.
Well, yeah, my mother obviously, Redahmer is her married name, but she's Redahmer, nay Dahmer.
You said it was her maiden name.
No relation, but she was maidenly when she was the name, and so she married she married her brother, who was also a Dahmer, so she re-Dahmered, and so that's how she got the name.
Oh, I see. So
you're related to Jeffrey Dahmer and...
How did we get on this?
David
we were
Berkowitz.
Just talking about
you
an awesome
started.
TV show.
Literally, you walked us right to it. You walked us right to it. I'm just going to throw it out there. You're not the Zodiac Killer, right?
Scott, are we out of time or what here?
No. Like, everyone look down at your podcast apps. There's still plenty of minutes to go here.
I wish I could answer that question, but we're out of time. I see Scott here.
You don't get to say we're out of time.
Folks, let's close up the plug
Scott
bag.
Scott is the host of the show. Yes.
Jake, I think this guy's the Zodiac Killer.
I think he might. I mean, there's a lot of jokes people were making about Ted Cruz being the Zodiac Killer, but the truth is they never really found the Zodiac Killer.
Tell you what, I got a way to figure this out. Hey, here's a question that I ask all of our guests, and I'll start with Shell, and then, I'll go to Jake, and then, Seth, I should ask you this, too.
It's like, would you rather, hopefully?
Sure. Were you ever... residing in San Francisco in the 1970s?
I was not. No.
You were not? Oh, interesting. Jake, how about you?
Born in Philadelphia in 1979, so impossible.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Seth, I'm going to ask you this. Do you ever reside in San Francisco in the early 70s?
Yeah, most of them. Almost exclusively.
Okay. All right. Jake, can I talk to you? Can I talk to you for a second, Jake?
Yeah, no, we can sidebar here.
Yeah, I'm afraid that wasn't as specific as it should have been. Maybe I should just ask if he's a Zodiac Killer.
What do you think they're talking about over there?
I think just go direct. Hey, you just got to like channel.
What do you think they're talking about over there?
I don't know.
Seth and Shell have started their own sidebar. What do you think they're talking about?
You know what? It's weirdly, I feel like they're clicking. But and like that's nice, she could use the help. She's a new mom.
Let's listen in on their sidebar. Hold
okay.
On.
Yeah.
What are you gonna have for lunch?
You know what? Of course, it's all depends on what I can feed the baby. But I'm thinking about some diced up chicken.
Okay.
You know, maybe some rice, maybe a little sweet potato. Maybe some vegetables in there, kind of round out with
okay,
some
Jake,
greens.
I'm not interested in this sidebar anymore. it's just a long grocery list.
Look, we all got to go to the grocery store.
That's not what this podcast is about. This is Humanity's Podcast. We're not here to listen to a long grocery list.
I mean, I'd love to roast something, but I'm out of aluminum foil, so I got to go buy more aluminum foil.
Wait, are you part of our sidebar now? Are you saying that to us? How did you stop intruding on our sidebar?
Scott, may I approach the bench?
Sure. All right. I'll allow it. But watch yourself, counselor.
Right. I just think that if this guy is, in fact, the Zodiac Killer, which they did not find him.
And they never found him.
They never found him. I think you just got to, I don't know how much Law & Order SVU you watch, but you got to go in there like Barbara and you just got to like grill him. You just got to grill him.
You said diced chicken? I've done some dicing in my days.
What about Munch?
Really?
I'm in the other sidebar. I'm talking about munching the diced chicken. All right, let's stop the sidebars. Let's all get back together here.
I object.
Seth, no. I'm sorry, but okay. I'm going to hold you to this. Seth.
Sustained.
Are you, look, Seth, I'm just going to come out and ask you.
Experienced? Yeah, I'm very.
I don't think you are. You seem to have never had sex.
Okay. All right. So this is just, so far I've been called a loser, dripless, dork, dweeb.
Sure.
And told that I look like I never have sex.
Look like? You admitted to as much. But more than that, I think you're the serial killer, the Zodiac killer. And as you know, I instruct all of our Comedy Bang Bang guests to hook themselves up to lie detectors before the show. Have we ever talked about that on the show? I can't remember if everyone is.
It. Yeah, I've heard it.
Everyone is centered, yeah. Has a lie detector attached to them as they go through the show. So I get the most honest interview. Mm-hmm. They're also under oath and under penalty of perjury. They have to answer honestly. So, Seth Berkowitz, are you the Zodiac killer?
I have not in my recollection. I don't recall.
Ah, that's a good dodge. I don't know. Right. That's what I said when I saw my wife's challenger, by the way. but God, I don't know.
You weren't sure, about the challenger? You didn't think it was a good car?
I didn't know until she drove it off the lot and into our driveway.
Yeah, and then you feel good about it now?
Yeah, I do feel good about it. But what I don't feel good about is the serial killer.
Scott, if you keep asking me these crazy questions, I'm not going to be responsible for my actions. Can I just say that? Okay.
Oh, no.
What's your birthday, by the way, Scott?
July 2nd.
Okay, so your sign is
Cancer.
You're a Cancer. Okay. Very interesting sign of the Zodiac.
Well, that's not suspicious. Okay.
Yeah, Scott, I don't know if this would be helpful, but I am a expert in handwriting analysis. And I think if we got Seth to write on a piece of paper.
Yeah. Do you mind writing a confession or I guess, what do you call the opposite of a confession? A denial?
Well, I got this letter that I was going to send to my friend Beverly, if you want that.
Yes, please. Yes.
You could just read the letter.
Okay. Yeah. Let's read this letter. hold it up to the so we can see it here.
Okay. It's Dear Beverly. Oh, shit. I put an extra E in there by accident. I'm going to cross that out there.
Suspicious.
Can I raise your son? Please, please, please. I'm writing this on my hands and knees begging you. My wife will not make love to me. Seth Redomer.
This is a thing. This is a thing with you. You want to raise other people's sons, and it also seems, I have to say, the only reason you want to have sex is to have a son to raise.
Yes, I mean, sex stinks. We all know it. Yeah. But
Shell, how did you feel about it the one time you had it?
I wouldn't say it stinks unless stinky is a good thing, like cheese.
All right, so are you getting a good look at those the loops on his eyes and the
You can see I dot my J's with little hearts, which I think makes me seem endearing.
Yes, it does make you seem endearing. It is weird that at the end of the letter there seems to be some sort of cipher and code.
Yeah,
the,
what are those symbols? What
I don't know what those symbols.
It looks like hieroglyphics on.
Well, you'll have to break the code to find out what's going on, Jake.
Yeah. Okay.
Why did you change the tone of your voice like that?
Yeah. No, I didn't know. Just talking about my code, and I get excited when I talk about my little code.
Is that the way you talk to your wife? Is that maybe why she's not making love to you?
If it is, I would say that's probably what's going on.
Yeah,
I came on here to market an app.
I know. Parler. And we Parler. Don't want to talk about that.
Okay, well, it's not just for those people anymore.
Okay.
Do you see?
But pretend that we're your wife and talk, you know, give us a little pillow talk here.
Okay. Baby, are you asleep already?
No, I'm already tell you as no. Mm-mm.
You're not asleep or no, it's not going to happen.
Oh no, I'm already saying just as a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like to be asked because you don't want to be woken up if you're asleep already.
Why don't we see, since you want to be a father and so badly, how would you speak to a baby?
Yeah, do you mind, Shell, do you mind bringing your baby over here? And we'll see exactly how Seth Berkowitz talks to your baby here. So here's a little 10-month-old baby and a little practice in parenting here.
Oh, look at those little cheeks.
Okay, don't
you
no,
look like a delicious little thing. I want to chew you up.
Are you talking to the baby?
I'm gonna have to cancel you right now. I'm gonna have to go ahead and return to sender. Do not pass go. What? Do not collect $200.
What? I'm doing baby talk. People always talk about how they just want to eat up a baby's cute little fat cheeks.
No, but it's the tone of your voice. This is baby talk. Baby talk is like you raise your voice like, hi, because that's pleasing to a baby's ear. Hi, you're a baby. I'm just not threatening.
Normal.
Talk to them like a human.
A normal
like
human
a
being.
Of,
yes.
Not like a little piece of chicken.
Well, that's how my parents talked to me and my no related brothers, and we turned out pretty much okay. All right.
Well, no, one of your brothers turned out very, very badly.
I said pretty much okay. It's a marketing tactic, okay? It was our family reunion catchphrase, the Dahmers. We turned out pretty much okay.
So you were the Dahmers at the reunions?
I misspoke, I think, okay?
All right, I mean,
this can't be used against me. I just think that your baby's arms look like little sausages and I'd like to eat them up, you know? It's just a little baby talk.
All right, guys, look, we're running out of time. We just have one final feature on the show, and this is a little something called plugs.
I busted a nut last night, thinking about the budget of Six Flags. I busted a nut last night, thinking about the budget of Six Flags. I know I take my pride, knowing the attendance of the Batman ride. I busted a nut last night, thinking about the budget of Flags.
Okay, you know, look, I said to everyone a few episodes back that I was wondering why all these songs were about plugs. I mean, there's so much you can write about as far as songwriting goes. Why is every plugs theme about the topic of plugs? Now, to be honest, I didn't expect that someone would come in and write a song about busting a nut, thinking about the budget for Six Flags, but thank you so much. That was Six Flags by A Shiny Object. So thanks to them for that plugs theme. If you have a plugs theme, send it on over however you can get it to us. And guys, what are we plugging? I'm going to open it up, of course. Jake Fogelnest has the Patreon. You can give that address.
Oh, yes. Patreon.com/JakeFogelnest.
That's right. Anything else? Yeah, people can watch Runaways. They can watch Difficult People.
There's tons of binge old shows that I've worked on. I've worked for mainly streaming services, so I receive a ton of residuals.
Sure.
I really just came on to have fun.
We love having you. We love having fun with you.
Yeah.
Shell, a new mother. What do you want to plug? I mean, obviously you want to plug your baby because that's new.
Yes, plugging the baby. I'm plugging all these books. Plugging Go Ahead for Coco Melon for Netflix. Go ahead and get your free plug because they need it. They obviously need it.
Right. Any television shows out there that you like watching? I know there's something on the one of the new streaming services that I've been meaning to check out.
There is the show called AP Bio that's on Peacock that I love. It's so funny.
I thought that was pronounced AppBio.
AppBio? No, it's AP Bio, but I can
It's
help
not
you
TV,
with,
it's AppBio.
No, yeah, and it's actually AppBio Max now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
I can help both of y'all with y'all
AP Bio, so people should check that out.
People should check that out. And also, while you're on Netflix watching Coco Melon, if you're getting tired of seeing animation, if you're feeling hungry, want some food porn for your eyeballs, I do love this show called American Barbecue Showdown as well. That the foods are delicious. I'm sure there's nutrition somewhere in something that was cooked.
Sure.
And it's just real good. So, but you know, replenish your Coco Melon palate.
Okay, great to see. I want to plug the Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun is out there on Netflix. You can watch that. That's a sketch show that I worked on, and six episodes of that people can check out. And the Between Two Ferns movie aforementioned, you can check that out on Netflix. And it's coming up on February 14th, which is always the time to watch Michael Bolton's Big Sexy Valentine's Day special. That's also on Netflix, so check those out. Seth, what do you want to plug?
Oh, thank you so much, Scott, for letting me close out the plugs. You know, sometimes the host closes out the plugs.
It's a true honor, is it not?
But it is such an honor to be the closing act of the plug bag. I would like to plug the two different podcasts locations. You can go to biggrandewebsite.com to get two new podcasts, which I'm not going to correct. This is going...
Speak
exactly
English, motherfucker.
I'm in marketing. I'm very good at selling things. And the two things I'm working for are BigGrandePresents.com. They have two new podcasts that you can buy directly from them and hear for free if you want to hear the first episode of each podcast. And Patreon.com/YouRETheManNowDog for a improv and conversation podcast with Dan Lippert and Ryan Rosenberg. And I'm loving that American Barbecue show. I love that they cook kind of unusual things. I'm wondering if they'll cook the most dangerous thing.
The most dangerous game, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. The most human beings, is that what you're talking about? Humanoids?
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, who knows?
What do you think, Shell? You think they'll ever get to an episode about that?
I don't think so. But I guess the marketing thing to say would be to wait, watch, and see.
That's very good. Wow. Okay. Can I take that?
You can.
That's, by the way, Seth's style is anyone says anything smart, he says, can I take that? So that's been all of his appearances. He's just stolen from all of us.
Okay. All right. I come on here and I get accused of all sorts of crazy things. At the end of the day, I'd love to be a new father. So anyone out there, go ahead and email at me.
Wow.
Okay. Look, we got to close. Before we do, a lot of you sent us great remixes of our new theme that we did with Horatio and Ben. So we have a new one by Michael Guy Bowman. Let's close up the old plug bag.
When you see something open, get a rope up and start to twist. Then you find that you're getting the little I missed. You think you're crying and you know what to do.
Get up in there and do what you do.
You gotta
open up the plug bag.
Open it up.
Open up the plug bag.
Make sure it's not closed.
Open up the plug bag.
Make sure you got eyes again.
And don't mess around with it. Yeah. Make sure you don't mess around. Around you, make sure you don't mess around. 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 Don't mess around.
Don't mess around.
Don't mess around. Open that shit.
Oh, wow. Great job, Michael Guy Bowman. Wow, turning straw into gold there. I'm realizing that plugs theme has four different tempos. So that must have been
something from Meatloaf and Jim Steinman. Like a
rock
opera.
Guys, I want to thank you so much. Jake, always great to see you.
Scott,
great
I love
to see
you.
Your face. And,
good to see you.
Thanks for coming by and having fun with us. And continued success with not only your career, but the career of love that you are engaged in, which is your marriage.
You. Mm. Thank you, Scott. You are you're my friend. That's all I'll say.
That's all we got to say. Goes without saying. I want to thank you, Shell. Congrats on creating a life. It's almost as if you are baby Jesus. You're God in a way. You've created life.
Thank you. You know what? Right. That's a great compliment. I'm gonna put that in my pocket. Thank you.
And on the seventh day, you can rest. But Seth Berkowitz, I'm sorry it didn't work out for you here on with us trying to set you up to be the new co-parent or the kazunk here. But I'm sure there will be another guest out there. Maybe you can return and one of the other guests that we'll have on the show would be proud to have you as a kazunk to their child.
I would love that. It's a shame to lose out on this adorable little baby that she'll have.
All right, guys, we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.